Starting off in Syria, where government forces kill more foreign-backed insurgents and seize their weapons during an ongoing operation across the country. The confiscated weapons include anti-tank missiles, launchers, handmade rockets, mortar shells and machine guns. They've also seized two cars carrying a cache of weapons near the flashpoint city of Homs. At least three militants were killed in clashes there. Meanwhile, insurgents have once again targeted the Sayyida Zainab neighborhood in Damascus. Several insurgents were also reportedly killed in the Zamalka and Duma districts near the capital, as well as areas near the city of Deir al-Zour. The U.S. and its regional allies, such as Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey and Israel, have long predicted the collapse of the Syrian government. But the administration of President Bashar Assad remains intact and functional. The army has also been successful in purging different areas across the country of foreign-backed insurgents. Let's go to New York and talk to Nasser Al-Omari, writer and political commentator. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Omari, every time we see a claim by the U.S. and its allies that the Assad administration is going to collapse in the coming weeks, perhaps, yet we still see the government standing strong. First of all, why hasn't the West been able to topple the Assad government?
Well, every week we hear that the Assad government and the Assad regime is about to collapse. For the last, year or so, the fact of the matter is the Assad regime and the Syrian army are very, very strong, and it seems that we will continue to see, the Assad regime fighting back. So I doubt that we, although things on the ground look very, very catastrophic, I don't think that the Assad regime is about to fall. In fact, I think it will probably fight, and it can fight for years. This is one of the strongest armies in the region, and I can't see why some people seem to think that it's about to collapse.
Indeed. Now, we've seen that the West hasn't been able to topple the Assad government through military means, as you just mentioned there, and that Muaz al-Khatib from the opposition, or from one of the opposition groups, has resorted to having dialogue with the Syrian government. I mean, how should we interpret this?
Well, I think there is a realization in the opposition that there is no victory in Syria for the opposition. And even if the Assad regime is to collapse, we're still talking about a society that has many components who need to sit down and find a way to keep Syria unified. So I think everybody is a little hopeful that the other side will collapse. The fact of the matter is there are more Syrians dying, and I don't see any imminent collapse of the Syrian regime, nor do I see the flood of fighters coming into Syria being curbed anytime soon. I think what Syria needs at this time is the mediation of a Muslim country that can play a role in bringing the Assad regime and Assad government, as well as opposition. And I think Syria and Iran have expressed interest in bringing the two fighting factions together. And let's hope, for the sake of the Syrian people, that these efforts are successful.
And so, at the end of the day, do you think the West will give dialogue a chance?
I think there is a growing realization now that involvement in Syria militarily on the part of any Western country will be more catastrophic than the invasion of Iraq. I don't think anybody is willing to jump into the fray in Syria, and therefore I think it's the Syrian people will continue to pay the price until the Syrian regime and the opposition, the insurgents, try to come back together as Syrians and get rid of the foreign fighters who have their objectives and agenda, which are not Syrian at all.
Indeed. Nasser Al-Omari, writer and political commentator from New York. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.